And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Not-So-Welcome Guests. We were very glad to see Yuki Busha on Lake Michigan the night we were marooned in a storm 25 miles from shore, completely out of gas. The rescue boat came along, and Yuki was the pilot. He still hadn't regained his memory. He thought he was Commander John Paul Jones of the United States Navy. Nevertheless, we're glad he saved our lives. Today's episode takes place in Mrs. Saxpole's home in the guest bedroom, where Mayor Plumpton, Sparky, and I have spent the night.
Boy, it's wind outside, and the storm is over, and... anyone else awake around here? Yeah, there's not. No Mayor Plumpton and Big John snoring away there. Hey. Mayor! Wake up! Mayor! Hey, do you hear me? Oh, we'll try that down. I'll try again. Hey, Mayor! Mayor Plumpton, come on, it's time to wake up. Come on, Mayor, come on, time to wake up.
You're in. Just now, don't worry, lad. It's the middle of the night.
We're almost out of that time. All day, here's a great big day, smothered with onions and mushrooms.
I'm not hungry right now, lad. I'll go back to sleep. It's too early in the morning to be eating.
Well, that's too early to get him. Oh, I got an idea. I just have to wake him up because we have to get to work on Yuki again so he gets his memory back. Hey, Mayor, it's election time and all the voters are here waiting for you to make a speech.
Stand aside there, lad. My friends and fellow citizens of this here beautiful, grand, and glorious city of ours, it is indeed a pleasure and a privilege to stand before you here on this post. Where are all the voters, lad? Where are all the voters?
Oh, I knew if anything would wake you up, that'd do it, Mayor.
Oh, now, lad. Oh, was that nice? You tricked me. You tricked me. That's what you went and did. Yeah, sure, you tricked me.
Hey, what's all the talking about over there?
Hey, Big John, wake up. Come on, get out of bed. Let's go find Yuki and start working on him and see if we can't get him to get his memory back.
Well, okay, we'll do that in just a minute. Just give the mayor and I a chance to get dressed.
All right, but hurry up.
Okay, Sparky, okay. Just take it easy. How'd you sleep, Mayor?
Well, I slept for no, all right. But, you know, I had a dream, I think. Give me an idea of something we could do maybe to help Yuki get his memory back.
Well, I think we ought to, you know, express our appreciation for his saving our lives. If it hadn't been for him coming along in that boat last night, we'd have certainly been lost out there on the lake.
Yes, you know, but this business about him thinking that he's John Paul Jones just because he's out there sailing in a boat, you know, that really has me kind of ticked off. But at the same time, you know, it gave me an idea.
Well, what's your idea?
Hey, John. Friend of the mayor, come on. Let's go downstairs and look for Yuki.
Well, okay, but the mayor and I were just talking about what to do about Yuki.
What do you mean, what to do about Yuki?
Well, lad, after the way Yuki saved our lives last night out there in the lake, we feel that we owe him a great big debt.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're all safe. Well, sure. Let's go downstairs and thank him there.
Oh, wait a minute, Sparky. Let the mayor finish.
Also, lad, when Yuki saved us last night, he said he was Commander John Paul Jones, or at least he thought he was.
Yeah, I know. And Commander John Paul Jones was in the United States Navy way back during the Revolutionary War. But what about it?
Well, Sparky, in view of those facts, it's fairly obvious that Yuki has not gotten back his memory.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't even recognize us. Thought we were British Revolutionary War spies, and he captured us.
That's right. Now, lad, here, I got an idea. What would you say was the very best way that we could show Yuki we appreciate his saving our lives last night? I mean, what would be the best way that we could thank him?
Well, I don't know. I guess by giving him some kind of a present.
No.
What do you want me to do? You want me to pick up some kind of a present we can give Yuki?
No. Listen. We're not going to give Yuki a present for saving our lives. At least not the kind of present you're thinking about.
Well, it seems to me that'd be the best way to thank him. I think it'd be enough to say, just to walk up and say, well, thanks a lot there, Yuki Kid, for saving our lives.
Well, we agree with you there, Sparky, but we figure that the best way that we could give Yuki a present would be to help him get his memory back.
That's right. Now, you got it right there. We figure if we humor him along and act like we really think that he is John Paul Jones, maybe all of a sudden, like, something will happen to make Yuki get his memory back, you see.
You mean we have to act like we really are British spies? And act like we really think Yuki is John Paul Jones?
Exactly. Now, you know American history well enough to play along with this, Sparky. When Yuki asks you questions, you give him all kinds of information, such as the British are preparing for a big battle at Bunker Hill and things like that, see? And you could say that they're...
I get it.
That's cool, friend. They're really getting to you. You're going to let this just develop in your mind.
If you ask my name, I'll just tell them that I'm Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, that's your idea. That's your idea, lad. Oh, there's somebody unlocking our door. It's probably Yuki. Now, remember, lad, just humor him along. As far as we're concerned, he really is John Paul Jones. You got that now, don't you?
Okay, don't worry, I won't forget.
Yeah.
Boy, now he's knocking at the door. Why doesn't he just come in?
Well, I guess he's going to be a polite jailer. He's knocking at the door to make sure we're awake and dressed before he comes into our cell. Here he goes again.
Well, I'll let him in. I'm anxious to see what he has to say this morning, anyway. Well, come on in, Commander John Paul Jones, sir. Oh. John, I thought you were Yuki.
Uh-oh. Mrs. Saxful. Well, how are you this fine morning?
Good morning, Mrs. Saxful. Lovely summer home you have here. We're delighted to be here.
Oh, you do. I'm sure.
Boy, why does she hold her nose up in the air like that? Did she see something on the ceiling or something?
Sparky, don't talk like that.
Gentlemen, I have awakened earlier than is my custom with myself today so that I might have a little chat with you.
Yes, yes. Well, what is it, Mrs. Saxon?
I am here to ask you to leave this island.
Where?
I do not want the likes of you associating with my son, Eugene.
What can't you say? Well, now, wait a minute, Mrs. Saxon. Yuki's our friend. He's been our friend for many, many years.
He's not Yuki. It is Eugene. And I repeat, I forbid Eugene to associate with the likes of you.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mrs. Saxful. Just what is wrong with us?
You are from the wrong side of the tracks, if you must know.
The wrong side of the tracks? Well, I like that. What's wrong with our side of the tracks? And besides, who are you or anyone else to say which side of the tracks is the right side? And on top of that, Eugene has been our friend for a good many years. We came here because we want to help Yuki. Eugene. We want to help him get his memory back.
If that is your purpose in coming here, you will be delighted to know that I am giving him the best possible treatment to bring about that end.
The best possible treatment? Well, it sure don't look like it. He thinks he's John Paul Jones.
Yes, and before that, he thought he was a little boy 6 years old.
All part of my plan to help him regain his memory.
I beg your pardon?
I am bringing it about in a natural manner. He is growing up all over again. He has passed the stage of thinking that he is a mere child. And furthermore, he is being re-educated, and that is why he thinks he is John Paul Jones. In his history lesson yesterday, we read about the commander, and that is why Eugene thinks that he is the commander, that he is John Paul Jones.
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, maybe she's going about it in the right way, Mayor.
Well, Mr. Saxwell, when are you going to get around to telling them that he's really Yuki Butcher, the taxi cab driver?
Never.
What? Well, now, wait a minute. You mean that you're not going to let him ever know who he really is? Is that what you're trying to tell me here?
Well, that is exactly what I mean, my dear Mr. Plumfront. I shall mold him into a sophisticated young man of culture. An ideal man. In fact, if you will step out into the hall, you shall see that the transformation has already taken place. He's just coming out of his room.
Well, let's step out here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, he's going down the hall. Hi, Yuki. Hi. Hey, do you know me?
What do you say there, Yuke? Oh, good morning, Baba. A ripping morning for a sail on the lake, don't you know? And who, may I ask, are these uncouth and unrefined persons?
Now, just a minute there, Yuki Butcher. I'll have you know that I'm just as truth as you are. Maybe even truther.
Oh, please, please, my dear fellow, restrain yourself. Kindly refrain from grabbing hold of my expensive 100% rayon gabardine red and blue striped blazer jacket. Wrinkles the lapels, don't you know?
Well, now, this don't take the cake. Listen, Yuki Butcher, I'll have you to know that I knew you back in the days when you didn't have a blazer jacket to your name. I knew you when you didn't have such
you
a thing.
You see this parade, my good man.
Oh, and don't you, my good man, me, and I'll call you Yuki all I want to, because you're Yuki to me, and Yuki is what you'll be. Now, do you understand?
Please, my dear fellow, don't put your face up so close to mine when you speak to me. Now I shall have to spray my throat. Germs, you know. I shall retire to my room, Mother. Please see that these cheap hired help are sent to their quarters.
Well, now, what do you think of that? Yuki now thinks we're the hired help.
Boy, and he still doesn't remember us. He's further away from getting his memory back than ever. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Doesn't look like you'll ever make Yuki Butcher get his memory back. Looks like I'm going to have to call on you again for help. Don't any of you kids have some idea how we can make Yuki get back his memory? If you do, let me know. We just can't let him go on thinking he's somebody else and not even remembering that we're his best friends. If you got any ideas, let me know fast. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, kids. Sure.